He is a male model for radio commercials. So please welcome Kevin Drabinski.
Be still, my beating heart, or better still, let your body be at rest so that you can even tell your heart is racing. Be still. Be still so that you can even feel the wind blow around your face. Be still so that you can ascertain the direction of the currents of the deeper waters which undergird the whole thing. When I was a little kid growing up, I got a lot of encouragement to kind of be still and sit still. My mama had, we were seven kids, and whenever one of us would saddle up next to her on the couch or sit in the chair next to her and wiggle our leg up and down, she'd always put a soothing hand out and touch our leg and say, let your body be at rest. And I listened and I learned to do that. And I was never aware of why she would suggest that so frequently, but we're seven of us, and so she was shopping and taking us places and cooking and cleaning, and the washer and dryer were going all day. And I think she thought it was just a big waste of time if you could find just a minute in the day to sit still and not to just be still in that moment. I was always secretly proud as a kid that I had a low heart rate. Whenever I go to the doctors, the nurse would take my pulse and feel around with two fingers and kind of search it out. I'm not sure they were getting it, and they'd hold it a long time. And I'd always ask, and they'd say 54. And I was real secretly happy about that. I thought maybe in athletics that it was good if your heart could recover down to a lower heart rate. And I'm glad, you know, I'm not sure if it was my nature or my mother's nurture, but I'm glad that she told me to let my body be at rest so that I could even tell that my heart was racing, and to tell me to be still so I could feel the breath of the wind blow all around my face, and that I could be still enough to ascertain the direction of the currents of the deeper waters which undergird it all. My mama was an early morning person. She used to like to go out for walks in the morning from Rosemead. She'd walk 2 miles to the San Gabriel Mission. She'd go to the earliest mass they had. 7 o'clock was a stretch. 6 was better. If there was 5:30, she was in heaven. And the things that impressed her on these walks were sunrises and clouds and birds and the mountains. And throughout the day, she would call out our attention to the mountains. Through the high window in the boys' bedroom, you'd see my grandma's little house and the swing set and the avocado tree. And behind that, the San Gabriel Mountains that have stood there for 10,000 years. And every day they were different. They were different purples and different browns, like God was rotating his stock. And the high trails would be in relief in a different way every day. And sometimes she'd call them out just to say that you couldn't see them that day because of the smog, and you couldn't see the antennas and the aerials on top of Mount Wilson. And maybe by her example of being active and sort of enforcing a rule in summer, we were always active ourselves. So on a summer's day, you weren't welcome to be inside the house. You could have bananas in your cereal, and then you were not welcome in the house. You had to be outside. The chances of us ever watching daytime television, that was just never gonna happen. And so it was basketball in the driveway or baseball and football in the street. And you could come in for a glass of ice water or make yourself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but you weren't really welcome in the house. So we'd hop over the low walls and the shrubs of our neighbor's yards to go play. I think I may have been grown up in the last generation of kids that grew up in a neighborhood where there were seven other houses, friends' houses that you could go play at, and everything was safe. And so it was bike rides and skateboards and frisbees all day long. These days, I'm not sure if I'm a morning person. When we have kids, it's like I have amnesia about like where my strengths or favorite times of day are, because you're on their schedule all of a sudden, and you're getting up before them and getting stuff ready and taking them here and there. But I do like the morning still. I used to run in the morning. The last 3 years, I got a wetsuit and some fins and a hat, and I swim in the ocean two or three, or on a good week, 4 days a week. And that's something where you really got to watch your heart rate, because my idea is to swim out past the waves and then make a turn and swim parallel to the ocean and then body surf every once in a while if the waves present themselves. And you really, it's no good to run out of gas on the way out through the waves, right? So you stroke hard and you kick hard and dive down beneath the wave. And then you come up, you got to repeat it. And the whole time you're telling yourself to keep your heart rate down, because you want to have something left in the tank to get out there. And then when you finally get all the way back out past the waves, it's real easy to float on your back. It's real easy in the ocean with a wetsuit, you'd be surprising, but just to absolutely relax into the ocean when you're out there, and to let your body be still, and to realize that your heart is racing a little bit, and to be still, and to feel the breath of the wind around your face, and to be still, and to ascertain the direction of the currents of the deeper waters that undergird it all.